This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, and I want to welcome our radio audience here, bpnradio.com, and those of you that may be listening on TuneIn Radio. So wonderful to have you. If you've not downloaded our TuneIn app, you can do that. Just download the TuneIn app and then go to BPN Radio, the one with the American flag. And you can carry us around on your smartphone anywhere, anytime. So it's good to have you joining us here today on a Prophetic Tuesday. I want to also welcome, of course, our Facebook friends on Facebook Live today. And we are going to pray. And thank you for sending in your names. Remember that we have determined that we will not let one name fall to the ground or fall to the floor. Sometimes it takes a while for us to be able to include you. We have so many people sending in their name, their city, their state, but we'll eventually get to you. Also, remember that these programs are archived. You just go to breakoutradiochurch.com on the left there. Are all of the prophetic sessions, most all the prophetic sessions that you can listen to. And remember that on bpnradio.com, this program broadcast will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. That's Central Time. That's Austin, Texas time. And if you are watching by Facebook or Facebook Live, this prophetic session will be repeated throughout the day. Ruth Gentry standing by, and you can leave any of your comments, and we will take a few names. If you leave your name, city, and state, we'll take a few from our Facebook Live audience, and we'll also be taking a few phone calls for all of you that are listening to bpnradio.com. And the number to call, not now, but in a little while, the number to call is 979-596-0195. That's 979-596-0195. So it's going to be a great day today here on Prophetic Tuesday. And we're so delighted that you're listening by radio and watching by Facebook. Ruth Gentry, my daughter-in-law, who works with me here and is the manager of bpnradio.com, is going to come and greet you and lead you in prayer, maybe give you some instructions. Then I'm just going to begin. I'm ready. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're ready. Well, welcome. If you're listening to bpnradio.com, welcome, welcome, welcome. And it is going to be a great day. It's Prophetic Tuesday. And, you know, we were getting some statistics in, and Prophetic Tuesday is kind of like our number one listening program. And so we thank you for listening and joining in. And, you know, I really view that as people are just hungry to have a word from the Lord. And so what an amazing opportunity that Pastor Dale has opened up his anointing, his heart, his ministry, 50 years plus ministry, and to do bpnradio.com and this radio station so that he can reach so many of you. Previously, when Pastor Dale and Gene traveled, they could only go and reach one church at a time, you know, so a few people at a time. And now he's able to reach across the world through this amazing bpnradio.com internet 24/7. Radio. So if you're only listening on Tuesday, thank you for listening. But don't only listen on Tuesday and join us on Tuesday. We have some amazing programs throughout the week. We'll give you some more information about that later in this program. But right now, let's just all set ourselves in agreement that we are just going to hear from the Holy Spirit through the anointing of the prophetic, that the gifting and the anointing that is on Pastor Dale, and we're going to hear. So I just pray right now that each of us in agreement, we just open our eye, spiritual eyes, we open our spiritual ears, we open our heart to receive. And even if our name is not attached to a word, but if we feel that word stirring in our spirit, that we will receive that from the Holy Spirit. I pray for each and every one of us today. It's a wonderful day. It's Prophetic Tuesday day. And so I just pray for you as you are listening through bpnradio.com. I pray the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit over Pastor Dell as he delivers these words, and give us a wonderful day, a wonderful program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ruth Gentry, for that. And I just want to give a few instructions before I begin. I know I give these over and over, but it's so very important for you to know that when you receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something that's going to happen a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. It could be a confirming word. You say, I already know that in my spirit. I've already received that word, or that is a real confirmation. Or it could be a new word, something you have never, ever heard before. New things the Lord is declaring all the time. And so when you receive a word, you cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or capacity to receive the things of the Lord. You must receive it with your spirit. If you bear witness to that, then you can, then you just write it down and speak it. So you hear it, and then you see it, and then you must declare what you are seeing and hearing, because you literally speak your worlds into existence. That is so very, very important. And also remember that every prophecy is may not relate to anything that is happening in your life at the present moment. And you may need a word about your house, your car, your job, your son, your daughter, your husband. I don't know. You could, but it may be something that you don't even relate to at the moment. But God is always creating new opportunities and new possibilities through a prophetic word. So, here we go. Are you ready? I am ready. And so, I've already written down some prophetic words, and We will take some names and that you are placing on your Facebook page, and then we'll also take some phone calls. You might want to write this number down, because I'll take some phone calls in a little while. 979-596-0195 is our number. 979-596-0195. Here's a word that I've had, a name that I've had on my, been keeping on my broadcast, here in my broadcast booth for a while, Charlotte S. And I'm not sure where Charlotte is from, but she said, I spoke a word in the 80s that changed her life. And if the Lord has a word today, here I am. Charlotte, I declare that the great I am is working in your life. I declare that you're going to have incredible Holy Ghost encounters, something like Moses had at the burning bush, where you have seemingly been in obscurity. Nothing quite significant has been happening in your life for a while. But Charlotte S., I declare in Jesus' name that a word from God is going to come, and it's going to come through a Holy Ghost encounter. And I bless you, Charlotte, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for Carlos and Maggie M. Carlos and Maggie M. from Crane, Texas, way out in West Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He has called you to stand in the gap for others. Many who are relying on your prayers and faith for their needs and their transitions. I see you both walking hand in hand with those who are desiring new beginnings in their lives. They love Jesus. They just don't have direction, and they have not been recipients of compassion for other people. But your compassion and your words from the Lord and your love for them is going to attract them, and your instructions accompanied by your encouraging words is going to bring new life to those who need to start life over again. So Carlos and Maggie, I bless you there in Crane, Texas. Amen and amen. And Sue from Texas, you sent me a dream, and I'm going to give you an interpretation. You know, I believe that many of you are going to be promoted, not just to the kingdom of God, but promoted on your job, in your business, on your campus, in different geographical places, in different walks of life, among different people groups, because of your ability to interpret dreams. And that is how Joseph got promoted. That is how Daniel got promoted. And I am prophesying over some of you today that because you have an ability to interpret dreams, God is going to promote you. I remember years ago that I had a dream. And in my dream, Gene and I were visiting a couple who lived in Oklahoma. And it was a bright, sunshiny day, and we were visiting with them, and all of a sudden, there appeared a tornado. Those are pretty familiar in Oklahoma. There appeared a tornado out of the northeast. Now, most all tornadoes, if you live in Oklahoma, North Texas, or in the tornado belt, as we call it, you know that most all the tornadoes come out of the southwest. This was come out of an opposite direction. It was on a clear day. Everything seemed to be bright and sunny. And then this came, and it began to come so rapidly that we only had enough time to get down in a little under a tin awning. And it was about a 1 or 2 feet of concrete that was kind of dug out. We got down on our faces, and the tornado came. It looked like it was going to destroy everything. The tornado came. It only shook the tin awning a little bit and passed over. We were amazed that we were not destroyed. I did not know the interpretation of that dream, but I knew that it was a spiritual dream. And I just want to say that every dream you have is not spiritual. Sometimes it's just because you ordered Domino's at 10 o'clock at night. I don't know. But every dream is not a spiritual dream. But there are some dreams that are spiritual. And so I took that to a friend that interpreted dreams. And he said, is everything good in the church you're leading? I said, yes, it's a bright day. Things are going well. He said, well, there's a problem that's going to arise from a different direction. It's going to appear that it will destroy everything, will destroy your church, everything, because of what is happening. But he said, if you get on your faces, then it's just going to pass over, just be a little shaken. So I called the congregation to prayer. We began to pray all night on Friday nights. And the problem arose. It came from a direction that I never suspected, but it did not destroy the church. It was only a little shaking because I had a spiritual dream and someone was there to interpret my dream. So I want to say over you, Sue, concerning your dream, here's the interpretation that I received. Satan is attempting to keep you out of places that the Holy Spirit desires to give you entrance into. Attempting to silence your voice to keep you from speaking to people who are down and can't get up. They cannot get up. Ministering to those who have been in dark places for so long that they have no strength and no desire to continue on in life. You're going to minister to this people group, and in the natural, they will be nauseating, unkept, the scum of the earth that other people have ignored for so long. They will be quite surprised that you are reaching out to them. But you will take them out of their prison, and you will operate like the prophet did in Ezekiel 37. You will get them back on their feet. There will be a shaking, a rumbling. You will help rehabilitate them, creating a mighty force in the earth that in the future will impact cities and nations. You must not allow your voice to be silent, regardless of what the devil tries to do to your voice to keep you from speaking. Satan tried to kill you in a massive storm years ago, but you overcame, and this time you will overcome all adversities and all odds to fulfill your God-given assignment. So I bless you, Sue, in Texas. And over you, Susanna S. from Phoenix, Arizona. I speak a release on all of those artistic giftings in your life. You have the ability and giftings to create scenes that will attract many into His kingdom. That strong determination not to allow anything to block your entrance into those things that you're passionate about in life. Press in. This is no time to back away from your assignments or take an alternate course. No alternate courses. So I bless you, Susanna, there in Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to say to those of you that are listening today, or those of you that are watching today, when I speak a prophetic word, it may not have your name attached to it, but you can just say, I believe that is a word for me. I believe you're speaking to me also. So you can receive that word and you can write it down and begin to declare that that word that God has spoken to someone else is also a God-given word, a prophetic word, a revelatory word for you as well. I have a word for you, Terry D., from Amarillo, Texas. I see all of those artistic giftings in your life that is going to bring you major opportunities in the marketplace. Speaking of the marketplace, every Saturday on BPN Radio, we now have 15 hours of broadcasting, continuous broadcasting from 9 a.m. to midnight, that's Central Time, here on BPNRadio.com, hosted by my son Rick Gentry and the wife of Ruth, the husband of Ruth Gentry. And that is every Saturday, Marketplace Saturday. You don't want to miss that. We have a lot of different interviews and business people for those who want to grow and those who want to get started in business. So, Terry, you have an entrance into the marketplace. Your skills in production is going to bring you new opportunities in media, including radio and television. So I bless you, Terry, in Amarillo. Kathleen B. from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I see you as a part of the foundation of a new company emerging as a result of the collapse of another company. I see great favor for you in the marketplace this year, finally being able to merge your different talents and skills into a pioneer effort that will produce new finances as well as new friendships. Another marketplace minister there, Kathleen B. from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I bless you. Have a word for Sandy W. from Kissimmee, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to step into a new dimension of glory, leaving the old behind and embracing the new. A new love coming into your life this year that will bring great joy and fulfillment. I hear the sound of music and dancing in your life. So Sandy from Kissimmee, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Bree B. from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, follow your dreams. Follow your dreams, taking one step at a time. The world is at your doorstep, knocking on your door. Open the door and follow Him step by step by step. I see your passport being stamped many times in the future, taking you into unknown places side by side with Him. Don't create a long-term plan for your life. Just, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just take the next step. So, Bree, I bless you in Jesus' name. You have a bright future. Imna A. from Nagalon, India. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, come away with me to that secret place. I desire to reveal coming events to you. Hear my voice, see my face. Imna from Nagalon, India. I bless you in Jesus' name. Nancy W. From Kansas. Nancy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, what about you? What about you doing it? And you have tried to get some other people involved in doing it, but you do it. You be strong and of a good courage. It's time for you to own your own field. Dig it out. Work for yourself. Embrace that strong longing in your heart. You will not be able to find the pattern for you, for what you desire to do. There's not a pattern. You've got to create the pattern, dig it out, create the pattern, speak what you see, declare what you know, and others are gonna embrace your dreams and vision, and you're well able to do it. Nancy W. from Kansas, from the great state of Kansas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Ernie K. Ernie K. from Blairsville, Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that divine direction is coming your way this year, that you will follow your heart and your primary location will be determined. Your primary location is going to be determined by the direction that the Holy Spirit is giving you, including several encounters with Him that's going to unfold those deep desires and dreams of your heart. No more being scattered. No more having all kinds of things that you may be able to do and say. If you're calling, hang on for just a few moments. We'll take your calls in a little bit. I just hear the Holy Spirit singing, bringing great stillness to your life, and you're not going to be encumbered with all kinds of different things. You're going to have a divine direction, one dream, one assignment at a time. So I bless you there, Ernie, Blairsville, Georgia, in Jesus' name. And Dan G. from the state of Florida. Dan, I see you and your wife leading a major church with a major connection to Spanish-speaking people, penetrating the hearts and lives of many different cultures. Your congregation made up of many different nationalities. I see the two of you preaching, doing team preaching together, speaking to many different nations of the world, one of you speaking in a language and the other one interpreting as well. I just see a lot of interpretation going on because I know that He has set the world in your hearts. The two of you preaching with great passion and power while gathering the world harvest, leading a great soul-winning church and churches. Well, Ruth, we have some people trying to call, so maybe I'll take a phone call or two. I'll have to put my my headphones on while I do this. And so, okay, if you want to call, the number for you to call right now is 979-596-0195. And Ruth Gentry will take your call, and I will talk to you. 979, I know several people have been trying to call. And I have sound on my phone that I've not had before, so I'm not sure what that represents. 979-596-0195. I'll wait just a moment. If you want to try to call me, I have some more words here. But if you're listening and you want to call 979-596-0195, I'll wait for just a few moments. And while I'm waiting, I have a word for Jennifer W. Jennifer W. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. Jennifer, I see you taking a major step into the political world this year, gaining notoriety on your plan to serve the needy, the poor, the disabled, those who have a voice, those who cannot speak for themselves. I declare you're going to have a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. I see you taking a journey into uncharted waters, entering places you've never been before. The Holy Spirit thrusting you into the public arena to make a difference. Your conversation will attract many who will come to help you and serve your vision. Jennifer, you are a radical person who is willing to take some risk that's going to be quite remarkable, quite incredible. It's going to thrust you into the limelight and give you a platform in the political arena. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Elijah N. from Fort Stockton, Texas. I see you having spiritual dreams and the gift to interpret dreams. That's just what I was talking about. And I wrote that down even before I was talking about interpreting dreams. But I see you interpreting dreams. I hear the Holy Spirit calling your name, Elijah, desiring for you to embrace him and be a voice to your generation. Okay, I'm going to have Ruth to come, maybe give a shout out to some people that is joining us. And, well, I'll take a little sip of water here. Thank you for being a part today.
Good morning again on Prophetic Tuesday. And we are having a few radio difficulties, but that's what's awesome about the Facebook Live. We're not having any difficulties with Facebook Live. So I'm not going to say welcome to those listening because, unfortunately, they're not able to listen at the moment. So if you have a friend, this is kind of a little blurb here, but a little, if you have a friend that is like, what's the deal with bpnradio.com? We're just having a few technical difficulties. Our IT team is on it. So you will hear music playing if you're actually listening to bpnradio.com. And I apologize for that. We don't know what's going on, but we are having a few technical difficulties. The good news is that the recording is going through beautifully, and it will be replayed at 2 o'clock today, 5 o'clock today, and 10 o'clock today. And again, that's it will, you know, if you have a friend that normally listens and they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't hear my word today, just encourage them to, because it is being recorded, so just encourage them to listen either at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock, that's Central Standard Time on bpnradio.com, and they'll get that if they're not already listening on Facebook Live. But for those of you that are joining us Facebook Live, thank you and welcome. And I want to give a shout out to Misty. I want to give a shout out to Cheryl. Cheryl Ortiz. I want to actually give another little plug there. Cheryl Ortiz is our national prayer coordinator, and so she is always on with us, and she grabs those prayer requests that you send in. She sends those to our team. And then at the end of the week, they are also given to Rhonda Kinzer. And Cheryl Ortiz and Rhonda Kinzer are powerful women praying for you really every day. And then that, again, is extended to our prayer team. So I want to give a shout-out to those two ladies. They are wonderful prayer warriors. Cheryl and Rhonda are doing an amazing job. Give a shout-out to Susie and give a shout-out to Vera and Bonnie. And our friends Easy and Lena, welcome. And April and Penny and Monica, Lisa, Jim, Debbie, Amy, I just bless you. Bless those that are watching us with Facebook Live and that will be listening on BPN Radio as soon as we get those technical difficulties fixed. Bless you. Blessings on this wonderful Tuesday. And I think Pastor Dale has many, many more words.
Thank you very much, Ruth. I believe we're back on bpnradio.com. According to our recording levels, maybe we are. Have we been off of VPN radio? Are we back on?
We're not.
We're not back on.
But we're recording.
We're recording.
And we're going to be on at 2, 5, and 10.
2, 5, and 10. Well, our volume has gone up, and so I can turn it down a little bit. I'm going to test it out with my headphones. I was thinking about, you know, we are an internet radio station, and we want to be as excellent as we possibly can. We strive for excellence. But as I was watching the Super Bowl Sunday night, they had about 60 seconds of, and they get $5 million every 60 seconds, and everything went blank, went dark. And I thought, well, with millions of people watching the Super Bowl, and they can't get it technically right, then, well, you know, we have some challenges every once in a while. But it doesn't happen very often. But I'm glad that you're with us on Facebook Live. And this is Dale Gentry. And we apologize that due to technical difficulties, we're not able to finish playing the final portion of Prophetic Tuesday. However, you can watch and listen to today's broadcast in its entirety by going to Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page to watch Prophetic Tuesday in its entirety. Again, we apologize for this technical difficulty and encourage you to continue to listen to bpnradio.com throughout the day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Gentry, your host for Music Watch, here on BPN Radio, featuring special music by my special friends. Prayer music here on BPN Radio. So let's pray, America.
I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them. Stand amazed.
I stand amazed, so amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed.
So amazing,
so amazing, When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground.
When I think about the Lord,
how he saved me,
how he saved me,
how he raised
me,
how he filled
me
with the Holy Ghost,
how he healed
me to the uttermost.
Oh, You have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory. Search for yours, Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. I will praise you, Lord.
I will praise you.
And I will sing of love come down.
I will sing of love come down.
And as you show your face, we'll see your glory. See your glory here. We'll see your glory here.
Thank you. surviving day to day. You've done things your own way. You've tried your very best, but it's time to lay it down. Time for you to rest. Hurry to the hem of his garment. Run to the feet of Jesus. Cry out to him. Have mercy on me. And Jesus will lead you there. And he'll say, peace, be still. Only trust him. Come the violent storms in your life, I will still the angry sea, and he'll say, peace, be still. Only trust in.
And went where she had never dared. Everybody makes mistakes, the doctor reassured. Nobody has to know, the choice is yours. Hell for years come and gone, she's still searching for that love. And every little child just reminds her of the choice that she made. The price of the trade. Will the haunting memory ever go away? Sometimes late at night, she can hear the voice she never heard, crying out for the love she never gave. Even though forgiven, there are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard. There are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. He comes back every night in the voice she never heard.
I love you, Mommy.
Yesterday, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Far as the east is from the west, and if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope, and where my healing starts, my failure.
Died my
crucified on the cross. All that was lost, I found in you. And I will sing unending songs.
Let your healing waters Walking down the streets of gold, you're rich. Those all have vanished. No more signs of being old. I'm reminded of the times we shared and the songs you'd sing to me. Like when the rollers call up yonder and just a closer walk with thee. And although you sometimes struggle, I'd see you on your knees. Now that closer walk you dreamed about has become reality. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. And you may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Somewhere looking out over a garden, it's the most beautiful garden you could have ever imagined. And I know that if the Lord would allow it to be so, you'd be dressed in your overalls instead of that white robe. And although your hands are dirty, your heart is white as snow. There's a smile upon your face, just like the one I used to know. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday, and though we'll miss you here below, it feels our hearts with hope to know that we will meet again in the presence of our King. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we try to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Papa, someday we'll meet again.
mercy of the Lord. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever he
after I've done everything, I will stand with my eyes on the King of Kings. I will stand.
I will stand. I will stand in confidence to see the lost deliverance.
Yes, I will stand.
I'm absolutely sure I see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, I will stand,
because I'm standing.
Yeah.
this day I will stand and bring a sacrifice of praise. I will stand. I will stand. No matter what is thrown at me, I'll stand against the devil's king. Yes, I will stand. Unafraid I'm standing firm. Yes, I will stand. Cause I'm standing with Jesus. I'm standing with my King.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
this dry and weary land. So many people drifting away. How we need to understand. You're still
thank you.
I believe you are all I that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine, bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed, and know that He will never change. Be still. Be still and know. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Be still. Be speechless. Be still and know that He.
Thank you. If tomorrow I woke up and this dream wasn't here, and if I walked out on the stage and no one began to cheer, if the spotlight that I'm in should fade then disappear, I'll sing for you.
On my knees.
failure knocks me down again, I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know. In the arms of Christ.